Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I want to tell you about an accidental discovery that's super cool.
Those are the best kinds, like hands down.
Well, so one night in May of 2017 in Wisconsin, Jonathan G. Martin was outside. He's a researcher, and he had a UV flashlight flashing it around on the trees to see if any lichens or mosses fluoresce. Well, so he hears a munching and a crunching at his bird feeder, and he flashes the light over there. There is a squirrel, but it is bright pink.
What?
Right?
Are there naughty teenagers in this story? Is this a neighborhood gone wrong story?
No, what has gone wrong, or actually what has gone so right, is that there are three species of flying squirrel. Those are the squirrels that have the webbing from their front foot to their back foot so they can jump off a tree and glide. They don't really fly.
Oh, but... yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there are three species of flying squirrel in North America, and when you shine a UV light on them, all of them on their tummies shine bright pink.
Really? Like bright? Magenta?
Bright,
like
bright fuchsia pink with a little bit of purpley blue closer to their tummy. Well, okay.
What color are they in the light? Are they like a lighter brown?
In the light on the top, lighter brown, darker brown. Bellies are whitish colored.
Okay. That's unexpected.
Completely unexpected. He's out there in his pajama pants looking at lichen, and then he's got pink squirrels. So runs back in, and he and his students published an article in the Journal of Mammalogy in February of 2019. They studied the squirrels and found that regular squirrels do not do this. It's only flying squirrels.
And why on earth would that be?
Well, they have,
you can tell me, right?
I am going to tell you. They have three theories. So real quick, breakdown on UV light. We can't see, human beings don't see UV light because we have lenses in our eyes that block the light.
Okay.
But some insects and fish and birds have a cone in their eyes so they can see UV light, which is, we think, somewhere over in the purple spectrum, that kind of, that end of the rainbow. Because they are out at dusk and dawn when there is a lot of UV light, that pink glow is how they kind of show each other where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be that a lady squirrel is like, hey, you're looking pretty pink tonight. That might be a reason. Okay. Another possible reason, and I hope this is true because it's so cool. If you shine a black light onto an owl, a lot of owls, the undersides of their wings also fluoresce in this bright pink color. It's exactly the same color.
Weird.
Thought is that maybe in the evening or the dawn when these squirrels are active, if they're gliding through the air, another owl, which can see UV, would see, oh, there's a pink thing over there. That's probably another owl, and not try to catch them and eat them.
It's a defense mechanism.
Right? Ooh. Like the ones that just happen to be pink are the ones who happen to not get eaten, and that's why they're pink. Yeah.
The
third reason is my favorite part of science, where they say, yeah, we don't really know.
Yeah.
And they are all over the United States. In fact, we might have them in Idaho, close to Spokane. I know, right? It's just like, I'm going to take a black light and go to the woods.
That's right.
You're probably going to get arrested, but you know, you.
To get my hands on a UV light.
Exactly. Is that not amazing?
I love those incidental finds. You know, go through the Natural History Museum at night, flashing your UV light on animals now. That would also be kind of fun to see what else is fluorescing that we don't know.
Right?
That's just crazy, though, to think about what might we see if we had a little tweak.
Right? Like the butterflies would look different. Flowers would look different. Clearly squirrels look like flamingos. I don't even know what the world is anymore.
The flying flamingo squirrel. I like that very much.
Me too.
Excellent. That's a great brainstorm. Well, don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. We're, of course, on your smart speaker. You just tell it to play Brain Junk Podcast.
Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.